even if you had two people who were both equally talented in that same vertical, which one ultimately is probably going to fit better in the long term? You're willing to train someone who's probably a better cultural fit.
You're listening to the Daily Stand-Up by Lifetime Value. Consider this your daily dose of new ideas, fresh perspectives, and or hot takes as they relate to the worlds of customer success, post-sales, or whatever the hell we're calling it these days, and where we ask each guest one simple question. What's on your mind?
What's up, lifers, and welcome to the Daily Stand-Up with Lifetime Value, where we're serving up fresh customer success ideas for you every single day. I've got my man JP with us. JP, do you want to say hi?
What's up, bleepers?
I've got Rob here. Rob, do you want to say hi?
What's going on, value drivers?
I don't like that. And we've got Kevin here. Kevin, do you want to say hi?
What's going on?
And I am your host, the Battle of Lexington and Concord of Customer Success Podcasts, Dylan Young. Kevin, do you want to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Kevin Leonore. I've been in customer success now for 5 years. I've also trained 42 different SaaS professionals to their first SaaS role. JP is actually one of the people that I've coached to their first SaaS role. So pretty proud about that there. JP has done an amazing job there. I've also been a strategic advisor for the Path to CS program over in Toronto, Canada, that helped displaced workers from COVID get their first role into SaaS. So definitely, you'll find a lot of people that I've coached over the years scattered among the CS world. So pretty thrilled to join the podcast today.
That's sweet, man. So maybe, JP, we got to kick you off and put Kevin on here. Yeah, nothing to say. Nothing to say. All right. Kevin, you know the deal. Do you want to tell us what your topic is for customer success today?
Absolutely. So topic today is training to the vertical. And what I mean by that is when it comes to bringing in a CSM, some of the things that we're seeing in the market right now is that more and more companies are trying to hire people that are already in the vertical for the product set that they're offering. Now, the trouble with that is that when it comes to a lot of CSMs that are looking to change into verticals or are suddenly in a position where they're open to work, they are limited to just the verticals that they are that they previously served. How is it that they're able to go into those areas? And there's two things that we could talk about today. One is from an internal perspective, how are companies gearing their CSMs to work with these particular customer sets? Other thing that we could take a look into is also how individual job seekers can also train up and get the knowledge they need in order for them to succeed in these other verticals.
Really quick, do you think that this is the market that we've heard a lot of news commentary that this is not the market to be trying to change your vertical or what you know? Would you agree with that? Or are you kind of saying that you think folks can still make a change right now if that's their desire, it just takes a little bit more work?
I think that mindset that this is the market not to change is kind of forced, in my opinion. The reason why is because the amount of applications that are coming in for each of these roles are well within 500 to even upwards of thousands of applications. So the only reason why they want you to have experience in this vertical is because it's a whole lot easier to weed out everybody else that doesn't have this this skill set, and makes it a whole lot easier for them to get through a lot of those applications quicker. Does that mean that today you can't learn this vertical? Absolutely not. There's nothing that changed in the overall environment that says a new CSM can't learn this vertical today. All that changed is that you're up against so much more competition.
So you just got to be more on your game.
Exactly it. So if you're not able to position yourself as a subject matter expert with the customer base, you actually have to be able to show that the skill set that you bring from a CS perspective is far and away harder for a new CSM that's never worked the job before but has domain experience to pick up in a timely manner. These are some things that a lot of employers are not considering as well, is whether or not the learning curve is going to get in the way of working with these customers. Because yes, you could chop it up with your normal stakeholder, but can you build an actual plan to help them succeed? That's going to be the question. And can new CSMs go in there just knowing what they know about the industry and build some things? Absolutely, they can. It's going to be on a company by company basis, whether or not that ramp up is going to be a lot of work.
Can I want to give the gentleman a chance to jump in here, but can I take a guess that we're mostly talking about like enterprise customer success, where you've got a smaller book of business? I mean, your Monday.com folks can't necessarily focus on a single vertical. I mean, maybe because Monday's got such a large set of customers at this point, but that B2C segment is a lot harder to implement this strategy until you've reached a certain size. Is that fair to say?
I would say it's mostly that. There are still a lot of industries that still want you to be well-skilled in the particular technologies that they're given. And I come from a unified communications background. So Zoom is one of those places where they want you to have some experience in video communications as well as PBX cloud-based systems. So even in that case, where we're working with so many different verticals, and I had four different verticals that I was working with over at Zoom, they still want you to have that prerequisite knowledge in that space. And at the end of the day, the use cases are still going to be the same across all of the different customers. And the use cases can be learned. Do I need to know about WebRTC? No. Never in my conversations with customers have I ever had to talk about WebRTC, which is the backbone of a lot of video communications these days.
Yeah. JP, why don't you jump in here?
I'm hearing discourse around the vertical, but my mind keeps going really to this phrase, all things held equal, right? If we simplify the pool and let's say that you have two candidates who are both equally skilled, and let's say that one of them has a little bit more training in, you know, this hypothetical vertical and the other one doesn't, you know, where is a company making these decisions? If there's one bit of advice that I would be giving to both the prospective candidate and the employer, it would be probably around the cultural fit, actually, probably a little bit more than the vertical, because if I've heard time and time again, you could have somebody who's really skilled, really talented in a certain area. And even if you had two people who were both equally talented in that same vertical, right? Which one ultimately is probably going to fit better in the long term? Because I know that the hiring process, just like a lot of things, is really about, it's about mitigating risk, right? You don't want to have to hire someone again. So yes, if you can train someone, you're willing to train someone who's probably a better cultural fit. Right. And I think that can definitely count for something if you zero in on, okay, we're going to be a cultural fit, because there's a lot of variance in cultural fits, even in companies that deal in the same vertical.
I agree with a lot of that. And to even double down on it, cultural fit also talks about how each of the different pieces fit together. And I have seen when it came to especially some of these announcements that are coming in, hey, I just got a new job working for this. And I will see the same post back to back for the same company. And I'm seeing, okay, well, it looks like they hired three CSMs. Let's see what the versatility is between these three CSMs. And they are an exact replica of each other. So is there an opportunity where now, instead of hiring to the vertical, that maybe one of those hires can be a CS professional that is new to the industry that can actually give a learning osmosis between the vertical champion and the CS champion? And now they can learn together because you're going to put them in the same training classes. They're going to be onboarding at the same time. Now, been through so many different onboardings. I know there's a lot of like dead time, time where you're kind of learning on your own. These are opportunities where you can sync together those two different skill sets by having them meet together and sharing what they've learned. And you have a much faster time to value and a much faster onboarding time if you were to combine those two different skills there. It, especially if you have the opportunity to hire multiple people, why hire three of the same when you can mix and match and have those skill sets join together as they're learning through the product and through the culture?
Rob, do you want to offer any closing thoughts?
I think a closing thought is for anyone listening to this to ask themselves if they're on the hiring side, is the reason we're looking for a vertical fit because we lack internal enablement and maybe we lack a rigorous hiring process? My personal experience was when I sort of came to reconcile myself with exactly your advice, was in the process of hiring, honestly, it was over 100 people over several years. And I consistently found that I was tempted to hire for vertical expertise and ended up hiring for people who are hungry to learn the industry from scratch. People who are hungry to even learn the skill set, but may have had some raw skills. So the interview process was all about figuring out what is this person's unique aptitudes to learn this industry, learn this skill set, not off of what they had coming in the door. So that may have been my unique experience at certain companies, but taking that bet was one of the most refreshing things that I was able to do for myself and for the candidates too. So I really appreciate what you shared, Kevin.
Thank you. I'll add one more thing too as well. There are certain industries right now that really do need to start looking into bringing in more outside candidates because the amount of roles that are available in these two particular segments are so high, but the amount of talent is so low. And in the fintech and health tech areas, those are places where they really value fintech experience and health tech experience. But the amount of available candidates there is few and far between. But they are eliminating a lot more candidates at an early stage level, a lot faster than they should be.
Good point. Good point. That's our time, Kevin. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate you. Pulling back the curtain a little bit on this. And Rob, your point, you know, kind of flipped it on its ear. I thought that was interesting too. So Kevin, we hope to have you back very soon, but thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kevin.
You've been listening to The Daily Stand-Up by Lifetime Value. Please note that the views expressed in these conversations are attributed only to those individuals on this recording and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of their respective employers. For all inquiries, please reach out via email to Dylan@lifetimevaluemedia.com. Find us on YouTube at Lifetime Value and find us on the socials at Lifetime Value Media. Until next time.
Hey, folks, it's Dylan here. Thank you for tuning in as always. Now, I've got a favor to ask of you. If you've made it this far, hopefully it means you like what we're doing with our program. So I'm asking you to please give this a like and a follow or a subscribe and leave a comment too. Your likes and your follows and your subscriptions, they allow us to keep doing what we're doing and reach a larger audience. Your comments help us make sure that we're making the best content for you. Best of all, it's free besides a few moments of your time. Thank you again for following along and we'll see you next time.